Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please take your seats as soon as possible. The opening ceremony will begin promptly at 9 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please take your seats as promptly as possible, we'll begin in about 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the opening ceremony of ICANN 61. Please join me in welcoming the Vice President of Stakeholder Engagement for North America, Chris Mondini.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a la hermosa ciudad de San Juan, Puerto Rico. Quiero agradecer a...
Good morning and welcome to beautiful San Juan, Puerto Rico. I would like to acknowledge Governor Ricardo Rosselló and TIA Administrator David Reddle and our host, Dr. Oscar Moreno de Ayala, the president of NIC PR. Along with his executive vice president and my good friend, Pablo Rodriguez. Let me also welcome our community and distinguished members of our sister organizations that make up the internet ecosystem. Thank you all for being here today. And now, I'm going to switch to English so that interpreters stop suffering.
At ICANN, we talk a lot about resilience, and we will undoubtedly be doing so during the coming week, since part of our mission is to ensure the resilience of the global internet in its addressing systems. But I feel resilience is also a word that characterizes the Puerto Rican people. Hurricane Maria and its predecessor storm, Irma, caused tragic death and destruction. But these storms did not destroy the spirit of Puerto Ricans. I would like to take just a moment to simply acknowledge the sheer determination, the spirit, and yes, the resilience of the Puerto Rican people. We stand in awe of your fortitude. We commend your strength. We respect your innovation, and we are very grateful for your hospitality. Here, like in so many other places around the world, the internet has become more than just a luxury. It has evolved into a necessity for life. And during emergencies, internet access becomes even more important. Puerto Rico's efforts to get its residents back online are defined by a determination and amazing innovation by both Puerto Ricans and those who came to assist. In an open session of ICANN's Governmental Advisory Committee just this past Saturday, government officials from around the world learned of how our .PR hosts took measures to assure the continuity of their operations for the domain name registrants and companies and businesses at the height of the crisis. This is just one example of how Puerto Ricans are turning the experience of this tragedy into valuable lessons and future best practices for dealing with natural disasters that may occur anywhere in the world. A number of active ICANN business stakeholders also answered the call to action, and they are here with us to explain in sessions later today during Tech Day how they were able to help in the aftermath of Maria. Google's sister company, X, dispatched over this island some experimental high-altitude balloons, part of its Project Loon, In essence, these are solar-powered communications towers, and it is estimated that they provided internet access to 200,000 people. AT&T also delivered emergency aerial platforms using a so-called flying cow, stands for cellular on wings. And these drones acted as airborne cell towers, providing internet access for emergency responders. Microsoft also helped. It returned internet service to a food distribution site, a health clinic, and to the University of Puerto Rico using an emerging technology that delivers broadband over unused TV broadcasting frequencies. Tragic devastation gave way to remarkable innovation, and this will reshape the way emergency personnel obtain access to the internet in future disasters. Our meeting this week will tackle many complex issues, ranging from how to deal with emerging data protection regulation to the upcoming rollover of the cryptographic keys that help secure the domain name system. Yet it is important for us to remember that as we tackle these problems, these complex issues, Puerto Ricans and those who came to help showed us that creative innovation and perseverance can help guide us to viable and sustainable solutions to just about any problem. And so with that, it is my pleasure to now introduce you to Shireen Chalabi, who takes the ICANN stage for the first time in his role as chairman of our board of directors. Shireen.
Well, thank you, Cristobal. You started very well.
Thank you, Chris.
Good morning, everyone. Buenos dias a todas.
Good morning, everyone.
To what I believe promises to be a very exciting and important week for the ICANN community. Together, we will be addressing a broad range of fundamental issues that go to the core of our business. I am sure that through our combined efforts, we will make substantial progress in many of these areas at ICANN 61. So, Excellencia, Senor Ricardo.
His Excellence, Mr. Ricardo Rosello, Governor of Puerto Rico, distinguished Mr. Oscar Moreno de Ayala Diaz, President of NIC PR, distinguished Pablo Rodriguez, Executive Vice President of NIC PR. On behalf of ICANN's global community, I would like to extend our best wishes and solidarity, as well as our commitment to help you and the people of Puerto Rico. We are ready to lend a hand in any way we can.
The Honorable David Reddle, Assistant Secretary for Communications and Information and NTIA Administrator, United States Department of Commerce, you are most welcome to ICANN 61. Colleagues and friends, it is a great honor to be here in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, meaning rich port, is also known in Spanish as La Isla del Encanto, meaning the island of enchantment. Its rich history, tropical climate, natural scenery, traditional cuisine, and above all, its hospitable Puerto Ricanos have made Puerto Rico a favorite destination for travelers from all around the world. I have been here once on holiday, a long time ago, and I've been dying to come back. I also know the ICANN community remembers fondly our 2007 meeting, which was held on this beautiful Caribbean island. 2 years ago, we regrettably had to postpone our meeting. This time, when we were faced with the decision to continue as planned after Hurricane Maria struck this island on the 20th of September 2017, the choice was clear. Our commitment was unequivocal. We were confident that Puerto Rico and the Puerto Rican people would overcome the tough challenges they were facing and would be ready to welcome our community. And they proved us right. We are here in this wonderful venue with terrific hosts. May I ask you to join me in a round of applause for our hosts. So, with great thanks to our hosts, it's time to get down to business. My speech this morning is focused on ICANN's future in terms of three things: its strategic plan, its financial direction, and its governance model. Before thinking about the future, I would like to take a moment to reflect on where we are now today, 18 months after the transition took place in October 2016. It is fair to say we have our differences and even our public discords. But these are inherent characteristics of our inclusive, transparent system of governance and democracy. That is what makes us strong. That is what makes us so unique. There is no doubt that ICANN today is in a better place. We are on solid ground, and we are in good hands. Our leadership succession was smooth and assured. Our empowered community and our multi-stakeholder model are functioning well. Our policies are being developed and decisions are being taken. Our accountability, checks and balances are getting stronger. Our technology and services are stable, and our community and our board continue to work together in a cooperative manner. Of course, we will continue to have ups and downs, but we are in good shape, and the future bodes well for us. Now, turning to the week ahead, we have a packed agenda. And as always, we will work hard. By the end of the week, we will be exhausted. And most of us will be delighted to be heading home. And some of us, perhaps, will be taking a well-deserved holiday here in Puerto Rico. But for the next few minutes, I invite you to lift your head up and look at the horizon. Shortly, we will begin working on our strategic plan for the next period from 2021 to 2025. This strategic plan will have three components. One, our vision, two, our mission, and three, our strategic objectives. It is unlikely that our vision for where ICANN is going to be in the year 2025 will be different from what is described today in our strategic plan. The same applies to our mission. This also will not change in the new strategic plan because it's already engraved and written into our bylaws. Hence, our focus is going to be on our strategic objective, the third part of our strategic plan. And to develop these objectives effectively, we must start by understanding and identifying the key trends and forces, internal as well as external, that could have an impact on our ability to meet our vision and deliver on our mission. The board and staff began thinking about these trends and have identified a preliminary list of 10 of these trends, which I would like to share with you, and the main question in each one of them. First, on security. How will we tackle the increased risk and threat to security, both cyber and physical? Number two, on the root service. How should we support the evolution of the root server system to ensure sustained resilience? Number three, on the domain name system. How will the DNS evolve to encompass changes in the use of domain names and the impact of newer technology? Number four, on ICANN financials. What must we do to ensure ICANN remains financially robust in the face of inevitable changes in the marketplace? Number five, on our multi-stakeholder model. How do we continue to adapt it in order to support our multiple goals of inclusiveness and effectiveness? Number six, on ICANN's international strategy. In what way ICANN's geographical presence should evolve in order to support our global community? On diversity, how do we improve and sustain representation across all levels of the community, ICANN org, and the board? Number eight, on human rights. How do we honor our commitment to respect human rights core values in our business activities without expanding ICANN's mission? Number nine, on volunteers and staff. How do we better harness, motivate, and renew our volunteers? And how do we handle ever-growing demands on our staff? And finally, number 10, on unforeseen trends, how do we maintain flexibility in our new strategic plan to address future unforeseen economical, technological, and political challenges? The board does not believe that this is an exhaustive list of trends, and we look forward to the contribution across the community. This list should therefore be seen as a starting point, so that our collaborative efforts are most fruitful as we begin working together here in Puerto Rico and in Panama on the new ICANN strategic plan. It is not going to be easy, however, to craft a realistic strategy. We will have to limit some of our ambitions. We will have to set limits on what we're trying to accomplish. And we have to be sure we can afford it. In other words, a new strategic plan without corresponding financials will be no more than a dream. It is important this time round that we develop a fully costed 5-year plan that sets out clearly not only how, but how much and at what cost we will implement our chosen new strategy. Something I hasten to say, we have not done so in the past. We have, in the past, been less concerned about the affordability of our strategic plan. Until now, our focus has always been on a 12-month budget, as funding consistently increased year on year. This short-term view of our financials is no longer sufficient. As funding is appearing to stabilize for the foreseeable future, while our expenses have increased on average by 16% per year over the past 10 years. Yes, we are not for profit, but we are also not for loss. I do not wish to create panic or needless anxiety, as ICANN continues to be funded solidly. But going forward, our expenses must be carefully managed so that we continue to live according to our means. This will necessitate change. It will necessitate that we extend our financial projections from 1 year to 5 years. That all of us become more selective and prudent in our spending. And when I say all of us, it starts with the board and with the community and with ICANN.org. Change begins at the top. Affordability and trade-offs are therefore two terms I would encourage us to adopt in our lexicon. This will not be easy, and naturally will create discomfort in areas where budgets are being reduced. That said, with regard specifically to the FY19 draft budget, I want you to know that the board is cognizant of concerns around the proposed budget cuts to various community programs and request mechanisms. The board considers the comment period that just ended to be valuable in ensuring the community has an opportunity to weigh in on priorities. In finalizing the FY19 budget, all, and I repeat, all public comments will be considered. Our collective aim is to strike the right balance between fiscal responsibility and ensuring our community of mostly volunteers are able to participate effectively in ICANN. And now I want to say a few words about our governance model. Even if we are equipped with the most realistic strategic plan and the most solid financial management, we still need our governance model to work effectively so that we continue to develop policies and make decisions in the global public interest and in a manner consistent with our mission. Since our inception 20 years ago, we have embodied multi-stakeholderism. This model of governance is ideally suited to ICANN. It has evolved over the years And with the transition, it has been enshrined in great detail into our bylaws. Prior to the transition, the bylaws were 50 pages long, and now they are 250 pages long and much more comprehensive. A great achievement and a job well done. We must not, however, rest on our laurels. The transition, in my view, was the beginning of a new phase in ICANN's evolution and not an endpoint in itself. Our challenge for the coming years will be to ensure that we implement our governance model in a manner that balances the increasing needs of inclusivity, accountability, and transparency, while at the same time we must ensure that our work gets done, our policies get developed in an effective and timely manner, and with the efficient utilization of ICANN's resources. As you can see, there are tough challenges ahead. Our ability to meet those challenges depend greatly on the board, ICANN org, and the community working together as a team. We are all inextricably bound together by our shared obligation to steward ICANN's mission of ensuring the secure and stable operation of the Internet's unique identifier systems. That is our raison d'etre. The board understands this obligation and is committed to serving the community as a reliable and trusted partner. To meet this commitment, the board will endeavor to align its priorities with those of the community, execute its responsibilities in an efficient and consistent manner, 3. Engage openly and transparently, and ensure that ICANN.org serves our community with the best possible way. Furthermore, the board will endeavor to provide the appropriate level of leadership to the community, the board that you have elected and that you have entrusted is sometimes in a unique position to see a broader picture and should not shy away from making decisions, offering guidance, expressing opinions, and working to resolve impasses when the circumstances warrant. In so doing, the board must respect and facilitate the bottom-up multi-stakeholder process. And last but not least, the board is committed to acting at all times in the collective interest of all stakeholders and not the single interest of a single stakeholder. The board is also cognizant of ICANN's role in the larger Internet ecosystem. Although ICANN plays a critical role, it is clearly not at the center of that universe, and it would serve us well to work in partnership with other key actors. In closing, I believe that together we will rise to the challenges ahead. We have a strong and collaborative community, an ideal model of governance, a responsible and committed board, and the unwavering support of a first-class CEO and his dedicated team. We shall therefore be able to shape ICANN's future strategy with confidence and strengths of purpose. Thank you all for being here, for listening, and for participating in ICANN. Muchas gracias.
testing English.
To introduce our new speaker, Joran Marby, President and CEO of ICANN.org.
The governor just arrived. Thanks, Shireen. And thank you for your kind words. It sort of took me off guard. And it's not easy to make me be silent. So here we are again, in the morning. I still haven't been able to convince you that we should move the opening session to the gala, so we can have the opening session and the gala together in the afternoon, and I don't have to make speeches in the morning. Does anyone disagree with that? I promise you I can make even shorter speeches if we move it to the afternoon. I think this is a top thing to discuss during this meeting. We can probably also save some money. Okay? This is my first time in Puerto Rico. And if you ever meet my wife, tell her it's raining here all the time. I'm very happy to be here. This is what has been on my personal bucket list. And I want to emphasize the work that's been done and the commitment from my team, from the people here, to make this meeting happening. I have, over the last couple of weeks and months, received many calls from you who asked me if I've been confident, if there is no problem. And I've said, no problem at all. And the reason I have been very calm is by I have an enormous, fantastic team who does this work for us. We don't see them. They're always silent, they're always in the background. But without the meetings team of ICANN, this wouldn't have happened. We would not have happened. So thanks again. This is also a little bit special for me because it was 2 years ago I attended my first ICANN meeting in Marrakesh. Do you remember? I introduced Swenglish. You were not laughing then. This was a time when we talked about the upcoming transition, where you as a community came together and formed something that was very unique. I thought it was easy. Compared to the questions we're having now, it was sort of the good old days now when we talk about GDPR and budget. But one thing that I carry with me from that time is actually that all that friendship, knowledge, you shared with me already at the first meeting. And it taught me something about the multi-stakeholder model, which is going to be close to my heart. And also to emphasize what our dear friend Shireen just said, it is sometimes a tough process, but you have the ability to come together. And one of them is actually the GDPR. When I stood on stage 6 months ago and we started talking about GDPR, this is a discussion about who is, that's been going around since I think 1804 or something, in the famous meeting in Luleå. You were there, I suppose. And it's been a very tough question, because how do you balance the right to privacy with the need for information for the secure of internet? In 6 months, you've done an amazing job of coming across one of the most hardest questions in the world to do something about it. But the thanks of you, last week we delivered over as a proposal to the DPAs of Europe, something that we think is compliant with the law and taking also into account the balancing the policies set by the community. We also, to the DPAs, have all the unanswered questions that you raised to us so they can look at them. We reached a point where it's time for the member states in Europe, together with the DPAs, to come up with a firm answer so we know what's going to happen in the end of May. Because unfortunately so, that if we don't know how the law is going to be used after the end of May, our ability as ICANN orgs, enforcement possibilities for the contracted parties will be diminished. And that, I think, will have an effect on the WHOIS system as itself. So I'm waiting eagerly for corporations with the member states and the DPAs. And we have a very good relationship with the data protection authorities of Europe, and I'm very grateful for the cooperation we have with the Article 29 group in this very, very important issue for us. But again, we didn't have anything 6 months ago. So I really bow my head for all the discussions and everything you've done for the last 6 months. We didn't even have a process for how ICANN.org can be compliant to such an important law. You helped me create that process. You helped me with all those interactions. And you're still sending me letters every day, which I'm very happy for. It's not easy. How do you balance those two things? I would say that you are the first one who really takes that discussion on a broader scale. Shireen talked about fiscal responsibility. Yes, we are now in a budget process, and it's a slightly unusual budget process in that sense, that for the first time we see that the funding into ICANN has stabilized. When I say stabilized, it actually means that it's not a big difference. But as Shireen said, our cost base has evolved over many years. This is where I'm supposed to do one thing, and that is actually to throw the first stone. I'm assigned to come up with a proposal for the budget for you to criticize. We're going to take those criticisms into account. We're going to look at what we can do, and we're going to do our best we can to listen and also adopt what you're saying, as Shireen said. It is an important thing, because in the end, it is the community who takes the final decisions on our budget. Also through the empowered community settings after the board has decided on. So your input is valid in this process. I'm the one who has to really throw the first stone. But ICANN sometimes is also amazing when it comes to start looking at things. Over the last couple of days, I engaged in some very good discussions, for instance, about timing of reviews. We always take the opportunity to do better. And I'm looking forward to talk about those things, both from a financial perspective, but also, more importantly, from a community perspective when it comes to the fatigue. You will see the faces I will see when I say that in the budget right now, there are 9 reviews for next year. You feel excited about that? That maybe will leave you some time for some policy work as well. You never know. I am a strong believer in ICANN. ICANN is not the internet, but we provide the user interface to the internet through the domain name system. That's an obligation, that's fun, and we do it together. The multi-stakeholder model shows, as I always say, we will not let any government, any company, or any organization or private person take control or hijack what we do. What we do is much more important than that. You have created a system that today is used by 3.5 to 4 billion users around the world. Now we have to go for the next billion users. And I'm very grateful for everything we do in IDNs and local scripts, because that's needed. But remember, the most important task for this meeting is to make sure that we can move the opening sessions so that you don't have to listen to me in the mornings and I don't have to listen to myself. Now, enough for me. Welcome very much, and I welcome on stage Governor Ricardo Rosario.
How can I top that? Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here in Puerto Rico. And before I get started, in case you're wondering, no, I am not the junior staffer of the governor. I am actually the governor of Puerto Rico. It is very exciting to have you all here. You know, this has been a long road for many stakeholders in Puerto Rico wanting to bring ICANN over here. It started way back in 2012, and they have been making their argument ever since. Finally, we had the opportunity. But then, as in with other occasions, natural occurrence happened. As you may have heard, the most devastating storm in the recent history, in our recent modern history, hit Puerto Rico. We were concerned at that moment that, as had happened in previous occasions, the event might not happen. But I want to take the opportunity and thank the leadership of ICANN, because even at the face of peril, they trusted in our team, they believed in the people of Puerto Rico, and they knew that we could do a world-class event over here. So on behalf of the people of Puerto Rico, thank you for your leadership and thank you for your support. This is very cool, by the way. I had never spoken with subtitles before. ICANN is, it is really exciting for me to have ICANN over here. It's aside from being the governing body for naming domains and in the world and in the internet, it is a global community that is empowered by innovation, forward thinking, collaboration, and getting things right down to policy and execution. I think it's clear that the internet would not be what it is today without ICANN. And the reason is because there exists this global community of folks that are looking for better ideas, are listening to each other, are examining standards and best practices, and are finding ways to make those practices happen. As I said and mentioned on my earlier statements, over here in Puerto Rico, we had a catastrophic event. And I would be remiss if I didn't use this opportunity to solicit your help for the people of Puerto Rico. You know, before the storm, we had been in the administration for about 8 months. And our view was that any economic development and socioeconomic development model had to include very explicitly science, innovation, and transparency as a critical component. Now, after the storm and as we rebuild, those pillars are even more important than ever before. We're looking to find ways to rebound from the disaster, but more so to use this catastrophic event as an opportunity to leapfrog into the future. Puerto Rico was carrying the burdens of an immobile government and lackluster infrastructure. And now we have the opportunity to change that. But it is a small window of opportunity. And in order to do so, we need the very best, we need the very brightest, we need all your support to see if we can create a collaboration similar to ICANN so that we can draw a path forward for a new Puerto Rico. I can tell you that we are fully committed to treating this as a blank canvas, so that we can innovate and test standards over here, so that we can show how innovation can really change a jurisdiction and can change the lives of the people here in Puerto Rico. It is my commitment to work with you, and it is our team's commitment to work with you. It is so evident that we want to do this that we've named a chief innovation officer in Puerto Rico and a chief information officer as well. We have them both working together so that we can isolate all those critical areas in the rebuilding process so that we can have a better and stronger Puerto Rico. Now here's what I envision. I envision that as we move on from these trying times, in the next 5 years, we'll be able to rebuild and innovate and be a model in our region, that we'll be able to have an energy grid that's modern and effective and mostly renewables, that we'll be able to change a government that has a huge set of regulations that don't allow it to move, and to make it slimmer, better, more effective for the people of Puerto Rico, to have a reform on education and on healthcare so that we can have access to the folks here in Puerto Rico to better health. Those are the things that are aligned with rebuilding the infrastructure, and I feel that we can get there, but we can only get there if we implement some of the same principles that you have implemented over here. So I'm asking you, as governor, for your help, for your collaboration. Our team will be here the next couple of days. They will be talking to you to see how we can extract that knowledge and how we can implement it in Puerto Rico, to see how we can foster the best practices and standards and make sure that we have a playing field over here that can show results. And at the risk of overusing a pun, you know, there are many people that think that this is not going to happen in Puerto Rico, that the challenges are too steep, that we're not going to get too far because of the devastation. My expectation is that with your collaboration, with your help, with the commitment of our government, we'll have the people of Puerto Rico saying, yes, I can. Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you, Governor Rosell. I actually asked to do the next introduction, which is probably breaking any diplomatic protocol ever made up, but that's me. And the reason I want to do that is because I want to introduce the new head of NTIA, or as it said, the new administrator of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, David Riddle. The reason I want to do that is because he's actually, and you should know that, we don't talk about it that much, but he was instrumental in the transition. He's one of the unsung heroes to make this happen. So when he comes on stage, welcome him here as the head of NTIA, but also thank him for the contribution he did for something which is so important for all of us, the transition from the U.S. government. Thank you. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Yarn, for that
test.
Shireen, for having me here. And a special thanks to Governor Rosello for taking time to join us today. And thanks to our hosts, Nick.PR, for organizing this ICANN meeting and for bringing all of us to beautiful Puerto Rico. I think ICANN and the attendees here really deserve a round of applause for supporting Puerto Rico and representing the first major conference to take place in San Juan since the devastating hurricane last year. Two years ago, I attended the March ICANN meeting in Marrakesh at a pivotal moment for the ICANN community and the multi-stakeholder model. At that time, I was watching as an advisor to the U.S. Congress, and I'm happy to now be addressing you as the administrator of NTIA, an organization that has led the U.S. government in advocating for, participating in, and supporting the multi-stakeholder model of internet governance. Let me be clear at the outset. The Trump administration has and will continue to strongly advocate for the multi-stakeholder approach to internet governance and policy development. Our belief in this approach is grounded in the principle that the internet policy issues are best addressed through the contributions of diverse stakeholders that work to make decisions in a bottom-up, consensus-based fashion. The United States believes that the continued growth of the internet and the services it enables is dependent upon the ability of stakeholders to drive policy decision-making, and ICANN remains today one of the best examples of multi-stakeholder governance and policy development. That's why I'd like to commend Shireen for his focus on ICANN's strategic vision and financial security. This community, including the world's governments, has placed faith and responsibility in ICANN, and ensuring its long-term viability is a welcome discussion. That being said, I'd like to use the remainder of my remarks to talk about policy. The United States continues to see opportunities in which ICANN can improve its policy development process and bring greater predictability and transparency into its processes and actions. A good example is ensuring that ICANN remains committed to its accountability mechanisms and lets those mechanisms be driven by the community without undue influence from ICANN. I was surprised by the actions taken by the ICANN board last year pertaining to the Security and Stability Review Team. While I look forward to see this important work restart, I think this case provides an opportunity for the community and ICANN to clearly identify its expectations when it comes to ICANN accountability, the mechanisms for such accountability, particularly around special reviews, and articulating what role ICANN org and the ICANN board should have in those processes. The community spent an impressive amount of time and effort to strengthen ICANN as a multi-stakeholder body that is accountable, and it's imperative that the community and ICANN continue to build off this success. As we look ahead, one of the top policy priorities for the United States in ICANN is the preservation of the WHOIS service. As all of you are aware, the WHOIS service is an incredibly valuable tool for governments, businesses, intellectual property rights holders, and individual internet users around the world. I'm pleased to see that ICANN and the community have committed to find a solution that maintains the WHOIS service to the greatest extent possible in the face of data protection and privacy regulations such as GDPR. The United States and other governments in the GAC have stated their commitment to maintaining a WHOIS service that is quickly accessible for legitimate purposes. With respect to the recently published interim model, we're pleased that ICANN was able to pull from so many different interests and needs expressed by the community. That being said, the United States would encourage revisions to the model to permit access to the most information possible within the law. We think there is more that can be done to achieve this. Additionally, the United States remains concerned with the uncertainty around how access to WHOIS information for legitimate purposes will be maintained in the period between now, between the date of GDPR enforcement, May 25th, and the time when the community is able to develop and agree to a formal accreditation process. Plans need to be put in place that ensure that users behind the already defined legitimate purposes, law enforcement, intellectual property enforcement, and cybersecurity, are not stymied in their efforts to serve the public interest. Moreover, as Yard noted, there remains great uncertainty as to how these proposed solutions will be received by the governments that established the GDPR. At this critical time, the ICANN community would benefit greatly from clarity and guidance from our European colleagues and their DPAs. The United States will not accept a situation in which WHOIS information is not available or is so difficult to gain access to that it becomes useless for the legitimate purposes that are critical to the ongoing stability and security of the Internet. We look forward to working with ICANN and the community to see this through. Other NTIA priorities under my leadership are consistent with long-standing U.S. goals. NTIA continues to be focused on protecting and promoting an open and interoperable Internet, advocating for the free flow of information, and strengthening the global marketplace for digital products and services. Our proactive international agenda includes working with international partners to develop a common view on the technologies and trends that will fuel the internet-enabled economy. This includes a commitment from me that NTIA will remain a strong participant in the ICANN model as the United States government representative to the GAC. In closing, I'd like to say that I'm personally inspired by the work that all of you do. I'm going to go off script for a minute. As I said before in my prior role, it continues to be amazing to me that so many people are so dedicated to giving so much of their personal time to these issues. The internet works because so many of us are willing to give our personal time and give of ourselves to see these policies through and make sure that ICANN remains viable. And so my hat goes out to all of you. The democratic principles at the heart of the multi-stakeholder model demand that no stakeholder's voice is more important than any other's, and by working through consensus, we achieve our best results. And when that consensus reflects a diversity of viewpoints, We build durable, lasting policies that scale at the speed of the internet. I look forward to working with all of you to strengthen our collective work on these vital issues. Thank you.
Thank you very much, David. As many of you know, the second N in ICANN stands for... No one can deny the importance of the numbers community and of the regional internet registries who develop numbers-related internet address policies. And so it is a great pleasure for me to introduce our chairman from the Numbers Resource Organization, Mr. Paul Wilson.
Thank you very much, Chris. Governor Rossejo, Assistant Secretary Reddle, good morning. Shireen and Yoran, thank you. And greetings to you all. Buenos dias a todos. As Chris said, I'm here representing the numbers community, the second N in ICANN. And as I said about 3 years ago at ICANN 49 in Singapore, I think ICANN is about 99% names and 1% numbers. Maybe that's changing. I was impressed by the chorus that followed the question just now. But at that time, back in Singapore, there was a conversation going on about how the names side of this community could get to know more about the numbers. And one idea was that we have a speaking slot here at the opening sessions of these meetings, which is a very generous allocation by ICANN and by you all, and it's one that we appreciate. As an effective way, we hope to reach out to you all with a few updates, which I hope you'll find interesting. I speak about the 1% in ICANN, but it doesn't mean that the number community is small. We actually comprise over 50,000 different autonomous networks around the world that comprise the internet, and most of these are members of one or other of the five regional internet registries, the RIRs. And like the DNS community here, the numbers community has got a lot of work that we need to do. But the thing is that that work happens mostly outside of ICANN. So we have our own meetings. We have two meetings per RIR per year. That's 10 meetings around the world each year, attracting probably the same participation in total as ICANN does, roughly. And those meetings involve networking, capacity building, information sharing, and also policy development. So in a normal year of RIR meetings, we have, I'd say, between 20 and 40 different policy proposals which pass through the bottom-up, consensus-based PDPs, policy development processes of the RIRs in each region. So that's a fair amount of work that passes through those meetings in which most of you, I think, don't get to hear about unless you come along. You're always welcome, of course. At the global level, it's the NRO, the Number Resource Organization, which coordinates the registry side of IP numbering. That's the five RIRs. We have an MOU with ICANN that was signed in 2004, and that established that the NRO would serve as the ASO defined under the ICANN bylaws. So that's how it's been for 15 years. Last year, we completed the latest five-year review of the ASO. And that was one of the normal review processes that goes on with ICANN supporting organisations. That review flagged a kind of ongoing confusion between the ASO and the NRO and its components, Executive Council, Address Council, etc., etc. So if you haven't noticed that, we certainly have. And review recommended, among other things, that the RIRs should hold community consultations across our regions on how to improve the structure of the ASO in the first place to help to resolve the confusion in the structure. So that's one update for you, that the implementation of the ASO review has started with these consultations, which will continue during this year at the RIR meetings. And after that, I hope we'll come back to you, to ICANN, to report on any agreed improvements that have been agreed for the ASO. The second subject I wanted to update you about is the ITHI, Identifier Technology Health Indicators Project, which we're working on in coordination with ICANN. And this actually relates to the comments we just heard from David Reddell about who is, because the RIRs do provide registry information services via who is, the familiar who is service, I think we all are aware of it, and also RDAP, the Registration Data Access Protocol. And that information that we provide through those services is critical to the health of the internet, because it allows IP address holders to be identified for the purpose of tracking technical problems and network abuse and so on that might be going on. The RIR IP who is really the first point of call in that attribution and diagnostic process. So, like many in the ICANN community, the RIRs are also working together with each other to ensure that our registration services are comprehensive and correct and current, and we'll be reporting on that both this week and ongoing. Now, I'm sure you all know that the point of a domain name is to resolve to a public IP address, a number, where some internet service can be found. And these IP addresses come in two flavours, IPv4 and IPv6. We probably also know that there are not very many IPv4 addresses left. Today we have rationing policies more or less in place across all RIRs, and there's also an active transfer market in most parts of the world that ensures an ongoing access to the remaining supply of IPv4. But those are stopgap measures because IPv4 is almost exhausted, and the next generation is IPv6. So to update you about IPv6, the good news is that V6 is accelerating very rapidly around the world now. At the beginning of this year, we reached around 18% of total internet users having IPv6 capability on their computers, on their devices, and that's a huge number. And it also, importantly, that increased from around 7% just a year before that. So that's great news, and it should give confidence to you, to the NAMES community, that it really is now time for DNS registries and registrars to be providing IPv6 resolution services in the near future if you don't already. And I think if you don't make that move, then in a competitive environment, you do risk being left behind. Just to conclude then, I'd like to echo what Chris Mondini said about the resilience of the internet and efforts to keep it running during emergencies, such as when the hurricanes Irma and Maria hit the Caribbean last year. The RIRs work in our regions on the specific needs of our communities, but all over the world, our members are the ones who actually build the internet and who are directly affected by the disasters that happen. So our communities are very aware of the need to be prepared and also to recover quickly when disasters happen. And I can say that all RIRs have needed at different times in recent years to respond to emergencies in our regions. We've contributed local technical capacity. We've given financial consideration to members who are under distress. We've supported the operational communities, the network operator groups, who share really critical information about how the internet can be maintained according to today's best practices. And that includes resiliency and recovery, of course. And also we collaborate with public safety communities where we can. So, like ICANN, the RIRs will continue to support the cooperation and the coordination that characterise the internet ecosystem. And that occurs never more so than in times of need. As Shireen said, no one is the centre of this universe. We all need to work together. So thanks again to ICANN for the chance to give you this very brief update. Thanks to you all for your attention. Gracias.
Thanks. As you've heard a number of times, we've been very, very fortunate to have an excellent host in nic.pr. It's been an inspiration to work with them. I want to also salute their generosity. They are one of the sponsors, along with the local tourism office, of the gala tonight. And if you want tickets for the gala, please visit the .pr booth in the exhibition area. I also want to thank personally for the generosity, the president of nic.pr, Oscar Moreno de Ayala, who is our next speaker. Please, Oscar.
Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. Hello, and welcome to all our distinguished guests, dignitaries, and Governor Rosselló to ICANN's 61st meeting, and welcome to the Island of Enchantment. This meeting, being held today after facing many challenges, would not be possible were it not for all the groups that work tirelessly to get off the ground. I would like to take a moment to address them. Let's start by formally thanking ICANN and its staff for holding their meeting in our beautiful island, the ICANN board for their support along this road to celebrate ICANN 61 in San Juan. Even after being hit by one of the most destructive natural disasters of our recent history, they placed their trust in our staff and our government and believed that we could do the job and deliver this meeting successfully here in San Juan. For trusting us and working diligently with us side by side on behalf of Puerto Rico's internet community, we thank you. To Governor Rosselló and his hardworking staff, I want to express my gratitude for his support, tireless efforts, and leadership in rebuilding the telecommunications and technology sectors as a whole. Knowing his commitment and continued support to develop competitive internet technologies for Puerto Rico. Especially, we would like to thank the Secretary of State, Luis Rivera Marín, the Chief Information Officer, Luis Arocho, the Secretary of Education, Julia Kelleher, and last but not least, our co-sponsor, the Puerto Rico Tourism Company, for their continuous and outstanding support. Thanks to the global internet community, who throughout the catastrophic disaster were committed to coming to Puerto Rico and contributing to the aid of the island. By getting the necessary support to hold this meeting, we were able to set a mark and maintain the quality in merits. Thanks to the Internet Society and its chapter in Puerto Rico for their support along this course. A lot has happened in the internet world since the previous ICANN meeting in Puerto Rico in 2007. It's been 11 years since that rewarding week. The ICANN community and its developments of internet technologies in Puerto Rico as a whole have evolved greatly since then. I want to mention two particular developments on which I am very proud of. The .pr domain name has been adopted and accepted by local internet community. Through our education programs, we have brought the advancement to stimulate the growth and provide the tools needed for ongoing evolution that is the internet. We have attracted more local registrants by giving them access to domain names and other tools to create a web presence. Thus, the community has created its own identity. The active internet community in Puerto Rico has grown exponentially, and it has adopted and has been adopted by small businesses, non-for-profits, government agencies, and private organizations. As a result, it has created a growth sprout in the development of the local economy via the internet. We have also provided local entrepreneurs with the tools to develop e-commerce, embracing their identity with the .pr domain name. We managed to implement internet technologies for the education sector in collaboration with NASA and with the support of the Department of Education and Dr. Kelleher. We have trained a little over 600 school teachers on web safety, web development, providing them with the necessary tools to enhance the educational skills of the faculty, therefore within their classrooms. We provided products and services that serve as tools that empower teachers to update their teaching techniques and not to compete with, but instead to work side by side with internet technologies. I would like to take this opportunity to invite any other Puerto Rican educational professional, small business owners, and the local internet community to identify yourself with .pr as it is Puerto Rico's internet community. Having that said, nevertheless, expressing our gratitude to one of our own is also imperative to us. Many of you know him and have come to love him in this community. We all recognize how essential he has been organizing this meeting. This is the second time he has done it. For your tireless work in organizing this meeting, for your years of participating actively in the ICANN community, and being an example, let's express our gratitude and hard work by giving a round of applause to our Vice President, Pablo Rodriguez. We all know all the hard work this takes. Lastly, we formally and warmly welcome you. Now, to represent our beautiful culture, we will have one of the most outstanding artistic performances by local dancers, musicians, and singers. Please welcome the Folkloric Ballet of Puerto Rico.
We are Guamanica Folkloric Ballet, and today we're going to share with you some of our African heritage dances. La Bomba Puertorriqueña. Guamanique baila bomba, mi bomba para bailar, mi bomba para gozar. Bambula, 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 suéname la bomba para bailar, repique de tambores para gozar. Bambula, 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 Puerto Rico baila bomba, mi bomba para bailar, mi bomba bien cultural. Bambula, 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 suéname la bomba. bambula, 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 Puerto Rico baila bomba, mi bomba para bailar, mi bomba bien cultural, bambula, 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 Son, son más divinas, más divinas yo sonaré. Son, son más divinas que la baila punta del pie. Son, son más divinas, son más divinas que repique así mi cuembe. Son, son más divinas, mi cerele con comité. Del pie. Puerto Rico baila bomba, mis cereles con comisie. Son, son más divinas, son, son más divinas, que repique así mi cuembe. Son, son más divinas, que la bomba baila también. Anda y ve. Anda y ve, anda y ve. Camino de Guayama y camino de Mayagüez. Anda y ve, anda y ve. Camino de Guayama, camino de Mayagüez. Por aquellos caminos que caminé. Anda y ve, una bomba me encontré. Anda y ve, camino en Maya, sentimiento y cultura que yo experimenté. Anda y ve hasta el amanecer. Anda y ve, camino de Guayama, camino en Maya. Salí de Guayama y en Ponce yo viré. Anda y ve que mucho caminé. Anda y ve, camino de Guayama, camino en Maya, por aquellos caminos que caminé. Anda y ve, una bomba yo bailé. Anda y ve, camino de Guayama, camino en Mayagüez. Salí de Guayama y en Ponce yo viré. Anda y ve, que mucho yo bailé. Anda y ve, camino de Guayama, camino en Mayagüez. Anda y ve, camino de Guayama, de Mayagüez. Anda y ve, camino de Guayama, camino de Mayagüez. Por aquellos caminos que caminé, anda y ve, una bomba me encontré. Anda y ve, yeah, camino de Guayama, camino de Mayagüez.
Bomba y danza.
Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 leré, bomba y danza. bomba y danza. Bomba, 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 lere, 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 bomba y danza.
Plere María, plere. Plere María, plere, plere María, plere, plere María, plere, Catalina la reina, cuelpe. Plere María, plere, plere María, plere, plere María, plere, Catalina la reina, cuelpe. Catalina la reina, cuelpe, Catalina la reina, en la hacienda molían café y bailaban la bomba, cuelpe. Plere María, plere, plere María, plere, plere María, plere, Catalina la reina, cuembe, Catalina la reina, cuembe, Catalina la reina, como baila la bomba también, como mueve la negra otra vez, plere María, plere, plere María, plere.
Se casa esta nila, por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Se casa esta nila, se casa esta nila, por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Ya bailaron yuba y bailaron zika, por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Se casa esta nila, se casa esta nila, por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Se casa esta nila, que el hijo es caridad, por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Se casa esta nila y el hijo es caridad y el ritmo que le gusta holandés con Gracima. Se casa esta nila, se casa esta nila. Por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Ya bailaron yuba y bailaron zika. Por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Se casa esta nila, se casa esta nila. Por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Se casa esta nila. El hijo es caridad, por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Se casa esta nila, se casa esta nila, por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima. Ya bailaron yuba y bailaron zika, que ritmo que le gusta holandés con Gracima. Se casa esta nila, se casa esta nila, por eso están bailando holandés con Gracima.
Era la bomba puertorriqueña. Thank you. Catalina Pintulero. Ailero de Milero. Mayagüez que fue primero. Ailero de Milero, Lero. Norelix pide la bomba. Y Aníbal repica el cuero. Ailero de Milero, Lero. Catalina Pintulero, Lero. Como pide su yuba. Ay, con mucha seriedad, fuerza, fuerza lo que da. Yuba la marile, yuba, yuba la marile. Pide, pide su repique, bomba, bomba es lo que pide. Yuba la marile, yuba, yuba la marile. La negra pide la bomba y la pide con la falda. Falda lo que hay, yuba la marile, yuba, yuba la marile, bomba pide caballero, reverencia a tu sombrero, yuba la marile, yuba, yuba la marile, es que Omar pide la bomba, y Aníbal repique el cuero, yuba la marile. Yuba, yuba, la marile, como pide su yuba, tiene puesto su gabá. Yuba, la marile, yuba, yuba, la marile, Catalina pinta un lero, lero, como repican los cueros. Yuba, la marile, bomba, bomba, lo que pide, pide, pide su repique. Repique, yuba la marile, bomba, bomba lo que pide, ese Omar pide la bomba, y Aníbal repique el cuero, pide, pide con cabal, mucha, mucha seriedad, yuba la marile, yuba, yuba la marile, bomba pide el caballero, bomba pide con yuba la marile, yuba, yuba la marile, vamos, vamos caballero, se merece a su sombrero, yuba la marile, yuba, yuba la marile, yuba, yuba la marile.
Era la bomba puertorriqueña.
Bandera, qué bonita bandera.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's again thank Folklorica for bringing the ICANN 61 opening session to a close. There will be we're running a little behind, so there will be a 15-minute delay for the next session in this room. Thank you.